USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year.
Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz is the latest Republican lawmaker who is self-quarantining after coming in contact with someone who tested positive for the coronavirus. He joins Representatives Doug Collins of Georgia and Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona, along with Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A key endorsement as voters in six states head to the polls on Tuesday. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Five states are holding Democratic primaries tomorrow, and one state, North Dakota, is holding a Democratic caucus. That is New Jersey Senator and former presidential hopeful Cory Booker says he's endorsing Joe Biden for several reasons.
It's a time for us to beat Donald Trump, and it became very clear to me that Joe Biden is the right person to do that.
He made the announcement on CBS's This Morning. He and Kamala Harris are expected to campaign with Biden in Michigan later today.
Three provisions in the FISA Act are set to expire this week unless Congress can agree on a last-minute deal to extend them, at least temporarily. President Trump, Democrats, and Republicans are all unhappy with the counterintelligence and foreign surveillance law, known as FISA, but all for different reasons. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Montana Democratic Governor Steve Bullock is running for the U.S. Senate. The former Democratic presidential candidate made the announcement on Twitter saying, "Let's make Washington work more like Montana." The NBA wants its teams to prepare to play games without fans if necessary due to the coronavirus. How are other sports handling things? Well, I was out at the Phoenix Raceway and I had a chance to chat with Jack Roush. Roush is a founder, CEO, and co-owner of Roush Fenway Racing. He tells me what his team is doing to prepare for a possible coronavirus outbreak.
Well, we've talked about it in team meetings, and the same information that comes from the Center for Disease Control is available to everybody, and we're just hanging on to see what's going to happen next. But my great hope is that it'll be affected by the temperature, and as things warm up, we'll have less trouble than they have in the wintertime.
Roush also says it's always good to be mindful of people when you're in a large group to stop germs from spreading.
You know, I think that the biggest opportunity for minimizing the effect of it is to use good hygiene for your hands and to not breathe directly into somebody's face or let them breathe into your face in a conversation.
From Phoenix Raceway for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.